Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and career. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Aarti Yadav, CMP of recruitment firm Genius Consultants. Now, the labor code is all set to be implemented in India, likely from the next financial year. There are a lot of changes that are expected as far as your salary structure is concerned, as far as the compensation is concerned, and as far as things like Provident Fund or PF are concerned. So how will it impact your overall salary package? Let us hear from Mr. Yadav on this. Hello, Mr. Yadav. Welcome to the show.
Right. Thank you, Saraswati. Thank you so much.
First of all, how will the labor reforms help the corporate employee?
So the labor reform has been introduced by the government, keeping in mind both employer and employees, you know. So in the context of employees, particularly the corporate employees and even the other employees which are in informal sectors are supposed to get benefited, you know. The first thing is, you know, there will be a national minimum wage. So national floor minimum wages will be given, unlike in the past, you know, a state level, different state will have a different minimum wage, and it was too much of a difference, you know, somewhere it was 18,000, somewhere it was 6,000, somewhere even it was 4,000. So there will be a national minimum wage. So that's one big advantage to all the employees, particularly at the lower level, you know. And it is, it's not a pakka news, but it is likely to be around 15,000. So that is a one good news for all the employees in the private sectors. Second thing is the salary. The benefits in terms of PF and ESI and gratuity will go up because of the 50. So that's I'll come in detail in subsequent questions, you know, but definitely the PF, ESI and gratuity of most of the employees, particularly at the lower and middle level, is going to go up, you know. Thirdly is the male and female, both will have equal salary, you know. This is a big advantage by this new labor reforms, you know. As all we know that the salary, the wages of the female used to be lower compared to the male, you know. So this has been arrested by this labor reforms, you know. The another thing is the canteen. Canteen is now compulsory. And even if it is an organization is small, then two, three organizations can together make a canteen. So that is another advantage is going to get to the employees. And the migrant laborers also are going to get the migrant allowance. That is another advantage people will get. And another good advantage is, you know, that now the leave will be computed on the basis of 180 days, on completion of 180 days, the privilege leave, in lieu of earlier, which used to be on 240 days. So there are the few benefits which is the corporate employees are going to get the benefit, Saraswati.
But sir, you know, when it comes to the salaries, won't the average salary go down because the PF outgo could be higher?
Yeah, so see, we have to divide the employees into three parts, Saraswati, to understand this, you know. One is the junior level, second is the middle level, and third is the very, very senior level or senior level, you know. At the junior level, see, earlier what was, you know, earlier was that a company, in order to give the less PF and ESI, used to keep basic around anything between 30 to 40%, you know. Even in some companies, it used to be 25%. Now, with this new wage code, where, you know, you have to keep the basic DA and HRA allowance to the 50%. And all the allowances should not be less than 50% of the CTC. The moment this has been done, at the junior level, this is going to affect more. That means, you know, the junior level, suppose the salary was, let's say, 25,000. And earlier, if the basic was 30%, so 30% means was just 9,000. But as per the new rule, it will be now 15,000. So on 15,000, the PF and ESI will be deducted. So obviously, the take-home salary at the junior level will be low. But the gratuity is going to go up. At the middle level, it will affect salary, PF and ESI, not to that extent, because middle level is about 50,000 salaries, you know. And the senior level, it will only affect the gratuity, because there, if the basic used to be anything between 40 to 50,000, you know, so there, the anyway, PF ruling is that up to 15,000 the computer says, the ceiling is 15,000. If somebody wants to give more, that is a different thing. But up to 15,000 it is computed, and on 12% is computed. So at the junior level, PF, ESI, gratuity. That means PF, ESI deduction will be more, gratuity will be more. So you have a benefit of getting gratuity more and getting less salary. At the middle level, the same phenomena will be there, but with a lesser impact. At the higher level, it will be only their gratuity. The gratuity will go up, so they will get the more gratuity. So this is how it will be. But obviously, the salary will be less in hand, but your future is protected in terms of PF and gratuity. So it is both the side one has to look at.
Okay. But sir, the entire compensation structure will now have to be reworked by companies, right? So work has already begun across most of the companies that you work with?
Yeah, see, we have around 52,000 outsourced employees with more than about 460 companies. Besides that, we have our own 500 employees, you know. I think the wage code, there is impact, and every company is thinking about that. And all are waiting finally formal it is effective from 1st of April. So all the company have started begin the exercise, and there will be impact on the total wages, definitely. All company have started the exercise, I would say.
And overall, there would also be an impact of, like, for the companies as well, the cost will go up, right? So how do you think they could, you know, maybe rebalance the overall? Because if the employee contribution to PF goes up, the employer's contribution will also go up.
See, Saswati, you know, we have always been talking that India, the cost of labor is less, you know. So we have to come out of this regime, you know. Of course, the cost of labor is low. But if you look at the profit of most of the company, if you look at a listed company, you know, profit is also very high. So, you know, I think this reform was required. The cost will go up, but it is not that as high as compared to the what we see in Europe and America. I mean, in America and Europe, people get, even if you are unemployed, you get the salary. Here, too, it is not that you are unemployed, except MGNREGA for the labor level, that to you some few days you will get 200 days or something they get, you know. But Indian context, if you ask me, yeah, the salary, the cost of salary, definitely it will go up, but I don't think it is that high that it cannot be absorbed by the company, particularly if you look at the listed company and the amount of profit which they make, in my opinion.
Okay. But overall, you know, I believe your internal assessment also shows that it is positive, especially, you know, on workplace safety and gig employment, other things.
See, overall sentiment of this labor reforms, if you ask me, from the employer angle and the employee angle. For employer angle, a little maybe, you know, the cost will go up, so there is a reservation. But if you ask me, employee, if they think in terms of long term, then it is a positive vibe. The safety at the workplace will also definitely go up, because if you look at the past, the 10 was the minimum number of employees for which ESI has to be registered. You know, now if there is a hazardous company, hazardous product they make, you know, and hazardous environment in there, then even if it is one employee, one has to cover under the ESI, which was not in the past. You know, earlier the canteen was for 100 employee. If you have, then you have to have a canteen. You know, now every company have to have a canteen. If you don't have a canteen, if you suppose you have a less number, then you make with 3-4 company, you join together and make your canteen. But canteen has become compulsory for everybody. One has to make arrangement for night working. If night, you know, now the female also will be allowed to work in the night, you know. So if the male, female, anybody is working, so you have to make a arrangement for staying there in the night, washroom, the toilets, the cleaning, all arrangements. So the safety and more, I would say that overall working environment will improve with this labor code, in my opinion.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Yadav. Thank you so much for your insight.
Yeah, thank you, Saswati. All the best. Thanks.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners have any queries or want us to cover any related topics on the labor code, please write to us on mcpodcast@nwa18.com. For more news, news and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.